things are said, madam," he muttered. "You disapprove of me," she said, and pouted. He raised his eyes to the gold century disc on her forehead and smiled thinly. "Now, you are too old, madam, to try wiles of that kind. But I do disapprove. This meddling is not a good thing. It stinks of magic, witchcraft. I haven't studied the pre-Sadimist religions in any great depth, Corridor. All right, madam. What happens if Dom doesn't die?" "It's unthinkable. This is the datum universe. He'll die. In a sense, the whole universe depends on the fact. If he didn't die, perhaps he'd discovered the Joker's world, and that could be terrible."
"And if he doesn't?"
Joan adjusted the wig and opened the window, looking out over the sea. The fishing fleet was coming in with the tide, lit by the hanging pinpoint of Widdershin's blue sun. On the horizon, the light glinted sharply off the tower in the marshes. "It's too hot to sleep," she said. "I'll finish this, and then I'll go down to the jetty."
"Mystic Lord of the Universe?" asked Corridor as she reopened the book.
"They are the household accounts, sir," she said sharply. "A great comfort in times of trial." She wondered why she had never dismissed the man as security chief, and the answers queued up in her mind, ranging from his proven efficiency to the mitigating circumstance that he was earthborn. Perhaps there were many other reasons. As he turned to go, she called him back. "With regard to your question about Dom," she said, "in all humility, P-Math is a young art. I doubt if there is anyone adept enough to know. Even the Institute doesn't know everything."
"Dom might. His tutor says he is showing a disconcerting insight. Oh, I don't question your reasoning. If it is inevitable, perhaps it is better he shouldn't know. You can see he is the type the Institute hunts down."
"You see, we can't answer all the questions." He shrugged.
"Perhaps you are asking the wrong questions."
Probability math. As with the first theory of relativity and the Sadimist One Commandment, so the nine equations of probability math provide an example of a deceptively simple spark initiating a great explosion of social change. Probability math predicts the future, so says the half-educated man. 1,000 years ago, he would have mouthed E equals MC squared and believed he had encompassed the soaring castle of mathematical imagination. Probability math arises from the premise that we dwell in a truly infinite totality, space and time without limit, worlds without end, a creation so vast that what we are pleased to call our cause and effect datum universe is a mere circle of candlelight. In such a totality, we can only echo the words of Quixote: all things are possible. Vindicated with the predicted discovery of the internal planets of Protostar 5, then humanity could be sure, even from this tiny grain of proof. On either side were ranged the alternate universes, uncounted millions, differing perhaps by the orbit of an electron. Further, the difference must be greater, until in looming shadows on the edge of imagination came the universes that had never known time, stars, space, or rationality. What P-Math did was quantify the possible timelines of our datum universe. It did much more than that, however. Perhaps it brought back the essence of science from the days when it was half an art, when creation was seen as a marvellous, carefully regulated clock, with all parts harmonising to make the whole. As Subluna pointed out in those early years, P-Math depended on a certain innate mental agility. Many superb practitioners were also incurably insane, possibly because of that very fact, leaving aside that very special subgroup to which Subluna himself belonged. I say no more. The rest were usually highly educated and, in a word, lucky. Luck being a function of the P-Math talent, of course. Many of them worked for the Joker Institute. Such a streak ran through the Sabalos family of Widdershins. For those of you who do not know the world, it is... Just before the birth of his son and his own assassination in the marshes, John III predicted that the boy would die also on the day of his investiture as chairman of the planetary board. The chance of this not happening was so remote as to make a billion-to-one long shot appear a 50-50 bet. Yes? I'm sorry, perhaps I should explain. Suppose P-Math had not been discovered. Now on Earth there was a creature called a horse. Long ago it was realised that if a number of these animals were raced over a set distance, one must surely prove faster.